Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus by praying through a prayer written by Sarah Bessie from her book, A Rhythm of Prayer. This prayer is titled, A Prayer to Learn to Love the World Again. Now for Bessie, this was her prayer for 2020, but I believe it still resonates for many of us today. In a blog post from January 15th, 2020, she said this, I'm desperate for more love towards each other and this world. We have been brought here for love, by love, for love, in love. Maybe God is desperate for us to love it. And so today, we will allow her words to become ours, or her prayer to become ours. I want to invite you now to begin to center yourself by cultivating stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. I'm going to read through the prayer a couple times. This first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. God of herons and heartbreak, teach us to love the world again. Teach us to love extravagantly, knowing it may, it will, break our hearts, and teach us that it is worth it. God of downed planes and suffering ones, teach us to love the world again. God of loneliness and longing, of bushfires and wilderness, of soup kitchens and border towns, of snowfall and children, teach us to love the world again. Amen. Now I'm going to read through this prayer a second time. And during this reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to any words, phrases, or ideas that stand out or stir something up in you. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to give you a few moments to have a conversation with Jesus about what you noticed. God of herons and heartbreak, teach us to love the world again. Teach us to love extravagantly, knowing it may, it will, break our hearts, and teach us that it is worth it. God of downed planes and suffering ones, teach us to love the world again. God of loneliness and longing, of bushfires and wilderness, of soup kitchens and border towns, of snowfall and children, teach us to love the world again. Amen. Now, I want to invite you to take a few moments and to have a conversation with Jesus about what is stirring up or standing out. Consider why this might be significant for you today. Ask Jesus to illuminate and to guide you. encourage you to return to what has stirred up in this time. Ask God to keep it front of mind today and in the days ahead. Friends, may we be people who long to love the world. God, teach us to love again. Amen.